Uh-oh. Okay, hold on. I think I forget. Nope, there it is. How come it's not playing? Oh, great.
Can we play it manually?
Hold on, let me see if I can try that. Take two.
Follow your passion first. When I retired from the game, you know, I sat there asking kind of all the wrong questions. You know, what's the biggest industry I can get into? And it's all the wrong stuff. And you got to sit there and ask yourself, okay, what am I truly passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? And when you feel that way, honestly, you feel like you have never worked a day in your life. It's the most fun thing in the world. You get up in the morning excited about what you're doing. And you got to be really honest with yourself about it. If you wake up in the morning and you're dreading going to work, dude, do something else.
Right.
Do something else. And those are hard decisions to make. But when you make those decisions, it's a very liberating experience. And you'll find out that the rewards will come.
Good evening, everybody. It's Monday night. You know, one, it's a long work week again. And two, you know, we're coming off of a pretty shocking situation that happened yesterday. Unless you've been living under a rock, you probably know that Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, what was her name? Giovanna?
Gianna,
thank you. I want to make sure I get that right. They were sadly killed with seven other people in a helicopter crash yesterday in Calabasas, California, on the way to a basketball game for Gianna, and I think it was a couple other kids on board, too, that were heading to the same place. But it's been all over the news, and, you know, not to say anything bad, but at least something out-trumped Trump. Of course, Trump probably won't like it. But anyway, it is Monday night, so it's time for a weekend wrap-up of Monday Night Madness on Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project. And I do apologize. I don't know what happened to that opening, but at least I was able to play it manually. Anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm currently joined the line by Red Ranger Tim. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, my dear.
And we also have the AZ Magician. She is currently helping out with her dog, with her fur babies right now. So she'll be back. I'm not worried. And we also have Ashley and Shajo in the chat room. Yeah, it's not just a sad day for the basketball world, Shajo. It's a sad day for the world, period. Because he did a lot after he retired from basketball, too. So, excuse me, I don't know why I'm so tired tonight. Yeah, but so far it looks like fog is a major factor of what happened yesterday. Because they were flying in, and it was really weird because the sheriff's helicopters were not allowed to fly in the fog. So, it's just a sad situation all the way around. And I was not even aware of this. Did you guys know Kobe Bryant won an Oscar?
I actually recently found that out myself.
Yes, I found that out. I was like, what? He won an Oscar award? They won an Academy Award too? It was for an animated short called Dear Basketball. So, it's like, damn, I didn't know he won it. I didn't realize he had won an Academy Award. Yeah, it's like, you know, a lot of people said, oh, he was so arrogant. Yes, he probably was while he was playing, but once he became a dad, that all changed in a hurry. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. But, yeah, I mean, it's a sad day all around, but even Kobe would be saying this, you know, don't stop. He would probably say, don't stop living right now. Because that's the thing. Because, let's see, what is it? The Lakers-Clippers game that was scheduled for tomorrow night, it's been postponed because of this situation. And they'll reschedule it, just don't know when yet. It's just that right now they just want time to grieve, which is fine. Because after all, it was interesting that, you know, The Grammys took place at the Staples Center last night. And guess what? That's where the Lakers play normally anyway.
Yep, the Clippers and Lakers share an arena. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they share the Staples Center. So, and it was interesting. And what was great was last night's Grammys, they were talking, they started the show with a tribute to Kobe Bryant. So, I mean, it's just a shock. Because think about this. Only hours earlier on Saturday night, he had tweeted about LeBron passing him for, I think it's now third place on the all-time scoring list. Yeah, he had just tweeted that Saturday night.
I was trying to help. You can get your own fucking wine. You can make your...
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
Something tells me that's not good. Okay.
Nah, I don't think it is either, unfortunately.
Yeah. So let's All right, but anyway, you know, the Grammys did take place last night despite what had happened. And believe it or not, you know, there were people gathering all over the place, and you know, the authorities said don't gather around the Staples Center. It's like, yeah, like that's going to stop them. No, ain't happening. But let's see. Well, this was Alicia Keys was the host, and she started off with "It's So Hard to Say Goodbye," and had Boyz II Men join her on stage. So that was nice. It was nice that they were paying tributes all night long to him. And since he did win an Oscar, I would not be surprised if the Academy Awards does something. Next Sunday on the 9th, because that's when the Oscars take place. So,
and NBA teams around the league have been paying homage in a couple of different ways. And
yeah.
To really understand how it's an homage to him, you kind of have to understand the rules of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
They alternate between taking 8-second backcourt violations.
Mm-hmm.
Where after the ball is inbounded, you have 8 seconds to move it across the center line.
Right.
To the hoopie score in. And taking 24-second shot clock violation.
Yep.
Now, why is it where you have 24 seconds to shoot the ball or you lose possession? Now, why
right.
are these numbers significant? The two jersey numbers Kobe wore are 8 and 24.
Correct. So for those of you who don't quite understand the rules of basketball, there's your correlation right there. Boy, someone's breathing a little hard.
Oh, my.
I'm trying to keep my temper under control.
Okay.
Say no more.
We gotcha. All right. Yeah, but anyway, speaking, let's see. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. You know, we know about Kobe and everything, but we need to lighten things up just a little bit because we can't stay sad forever, right?
Right.
Right.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start with the box office first because you know we got to have some
bottom.
Fun with that. The top and the bottom. All right. Ooh, I'm looking forward to the bottom already. Okay.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're uppity this way. I think there are three movies under $100.
Ooh.
So, all right. So, anyway, here are the top five. Bad Boyz for Life won once again with $34 million. And so far, the total gross is $120.6 million, so that's not bad, really. 1917 is number two with $15.9 million. Doolittle, that's the new one with Robert Downey Jr., $12.2 million. It's only made $44.3 million. That's
well, what was their budget? What was their budget?
I don't know because on this new site they put it on, they don't show the budget anymore. So, But I think, let me see if I can click on it and find out. There's one way. There we go. Budget, $175 million.
How much has it made so far?
Domestically speaking, 44.4. Worldwide, 91.3.
Well, you want to know something? I think it's hard for people to wrap, especially people who have seen Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. I think
for
it's
so
kind of hard for them to wrap their brains around the fact that Iron Man talks to animals.
Maybe that's that could be the issue, really. But it's like the problem is they got to understand these actors need to take on other roles too, right?
Uh-huh. But you have the diehard fans who
who just don't want that to change. It's like the problem is, you know, some of these guys have been in it for the whole time, and it's only fair that Downey Jr. you know gets a chance to do something else.
Uh huh.
I mean, look at this. I mean, that movie Just Mercy. Michael B. Jordan, who was Killmonger in Black Panther, and Brie Larson, who, of course, is Captain Marvel, they're both in this movie. So it just shows
that... Could I ask you, get a little bit off topic and ask you a question?
Shoot.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, what was the significance of that damn cat? Goose?
No, not Guardians of the Galaxy. Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel had the cat.
I know, but there was one called Goose that
was
mentioned
that
was in
the cat.
What?
That was the cat.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But it was mentioned in when they did the video to We Didn't Start the Fire, when the cast of the Endgame sings a Marvel style. They mentioned the cat.
Well, I know is the cat is actually an alien. So.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Backtrack
all right.
Very hard.
All right. Anyway, the next up is The Gentleman. That started this week, and it made $10.6 million. Which isn't that bad. And of course, rounding up
it's only one week.
Yeah. And rounding up the top five is Jumanji The Next Level with $7.7 million, but it has made $283 million. So that's not bad at all. And believe it or not, Star Wars Episode 9 The Rise of Skywalker is still in the top 10 with $5.5 million. But guess what? I think it's time to go to the where it matters most, the bottom of the heap.
Ooh.
All right, we got 14 movies that made under $1,000 and 3 made under $100.
Ouch.
Yeah, so ready or not, here we go. The first one, Three Christs with $549. Then we have Hubble 3D with $513. Sympathy for the Devil, $461. Aga, $452. Brown the Theater Live, The Winter's Tale, $408. Under the Sea 3D, $374. The Disappearance of My Mother, $332. Give Me Liberty, $231. Christ Stopped at Ebola, $229. Stuffed, $125. Les Miserables, The Stage Concert, $109. And then here's the fun part. The last three, these are all the ones that made the least amount of money. First, Island of Lemurs, Madagascar, $59.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. There. All right, let's see. Then we have A German Youth with $48. And guess what? Now we've reached the last one. So, to the drum roll, please.
And get the triple foghorn ready.
All right. Yep, because the winner, or should I say the loser, is To the Arctic 3D with a mere $40. That's it. Yep.
Oh,
that bad.
My.
In fact, I think what I might want to do is combine that along with this.
Shut up!
And there's iShine in the chat. Hey, iShine! But yes, to the Arctic 3D, $40. I bought my groceries for less than that. Let's see. The Grammys took place last night, and the Annie Awards, for those who don't know, the Annie Awards are basically the Oscars for animation. Okay, so let's see. All right, here we go. Found it. Okay, so let's see here. Hey, iShine. Okay. All right, so anyway, we had the Annie Awards on Saturday. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the links in both chats, BTA and BTR. And basically, Klaus wins big at the Annie Awards. And this movie took home 7 awards, including Best Animated Feature and Director of the Streaming Services. I Lost My Body won 3 trophies, including Best Independent Animated Feature. So what I'm going to do is, instead of reading this whole article, I'm going to go down the list and just say who the winner was. Best Feature, Klaus. Netflix presents a production of the Spot Studios and Actors Media Cine. Let's see. Best Indie Feature is I Lost My Body, Z-Lam for Netflix. Best Special Production, How to Train Your Dragon Homecoming, DreamWorks Animation. Best Short Subject, Uncle Thomas Accounting for the Days. Let's see, Best VR, oh wow, I didn't know they had a VR one. Best VR, Bonfire. Best TV Media Commercial, The Mystical Journey of Jimmy Page's 59 Telecaster. Best TV Media for Preschool, Ask the Story Bots. Name of the episode, Why Do We Have to Recycle? Best TV Media Commercial, let's see, I don't know why they got that twice. Oh, well. Best TV Media General Audience is BoJack Horseman. The episode is The Client. Best Student Film, The Fox and the Pigeon. Best Effects for TV and Media, the winner was Love, Death, and Robots. That's a show on Netflix. best Special Effects for Feature Film, Frozen 2. Not surprised on that one. Best Character Animation in TV Media is Dark Materials, Episode 8. Let's see, what else? Best Character Animation Animated Feature, the winner was Klaus, as I mentioned. Best Character Animation Live Action, the winner was Avengers Endgame with Weta Digital. And Weta Digital actually had not one, but 2 nominees. They also were nominated for Alita Battle Angel.
Good morning. Love you both.
Love you. Let's see. Best Character Animation in a Video Game goes to Unruly Heroes. Best Character Design in TV Media, the winner is Carmen Sandiego. That's the one on Netflix. That's all right. Let's see. Best Character Design Feature, the winner was Klaus. Best Direction TV Media, the winner, Disney Mickey Mouse, episode For Whom the Booth Tolls. Best Direction went to Klaus. Best Music in TV Media, Love, Death, and Robots. Best Music Feature went to I Lost My Body. Best Production Design TV Media, the winner, Love, Death, and Robots. Best Production Design Feature was a Klaus. Best Storyboarding TV Media, the winner, Carmen Sandiego.
Where in world is Carmen Sandiego? I wonder whatever happened to Rockapella.
That's a good question. All right, let's see. Best Storyboarding Feature, the winner, Klaus. Best Voice Acting TV Media, the winner was H. John Benjamin, his character Bob in Bob's Burgers. Of course, I don't watch Bob's Burgers, so I don't have a clue. Best Voice Acting in a Feature Film, the winner is Frozen 2. It's Josh Gad as Olaf, this little snowman. Let's see. Best Writing for TV. Yeah. Let's see. Best Writing for TV is Tuca and Birdie. That's the one on Netflix. Netflix won a lot of awards. Best Writing Feature, I Lost My Body. Best Editorial, Love, Death, and Robots. It's called Alternate Histories. That's the name of the episode. Best Editorial and Feature was Klaus. And that's it. That's all the winners.
What? Now, are we talking mostly Netflix?
Well, Netflix won a lot of the awards last Saturday night in the Annies, yeah. Yeah, it just goes to prove you don't have to have a big screen. You don't have a big screen movie to win. But then again, you have to remember the Annie Awards are just like the Golden Globes. They do TV and movies. So, yeah, well, that was Saturday. That was Saturday. Of course, last night was the Grammy Awards. I didn't watch them because I was too busy watching Supergirl and Batwoman. Like I said, they did do that tribute to Kobe Bryant. But anyway, here is a list of all the winners. I'm just going to go by the winner. I'm not going to list every nominee because we wouldn't have enough time to go through this whole thing. All right, Record of the Year. Bad guy, Billie Eilish. Not Billie Eilish, but Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
And she also won for Album of the Year, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Yes, that's her album.
That's a good question, Billie.
Yeah. And then she also won for Song of the Year with Bad Guy. Now this is the cool part. This is her full name, Billie Eilish O'Connell. And she also has her partner, her older brother, Phineas O'Connell.
Phineas?
Where's Ferb?
I didn't say it.
I know. Best New Artist went to Billie Eilish. So she is the first person since Christopher Cross in 1981 to win all four of those awards. Best New Artist, Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year.
Excuse me.
Let's see. Meanwhile, over in the country, let's see. Best Country Solo Performance, the winner, Willie Nelson. Ride Me Back Home. Let's see. Best Country Duo Group Performance is Speechless by Dan and Shay. Best Country Song, Bring My Flowers Now. That's Tanya Tucker. Best Country Album, the winner is While I'm Living, Tanya Tucker. Let's see. Over in the rap area, Igor Tyler was the winner. Was the winner of the Best Rap Album. Best Rap Performance is Racks in the Middle with Nipsey Hussle featuring Roddy Ricch and Hit-Boy. Of course, if you don't remember, Nipsey Hussle was murdered in front of his own store last year. So, let's see. Best Rap and Song Performance, Higher with DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. Best Rap Song, A Lot. 21 Savage featuring J. Cole. Over in R&B, Best R&B Performance, Come Home, Anderson .Paak and Andre 300. I wish that was Andre 3000. Oh, well. Let's see. Best Traditional R&B Performance is Jerome by Lizzo. Best R&B Song, Say So by P.G. Morton featuring JoJo. No, not JoJo Rabbit. Best Urban Contemporary Album, Cause I Love You by Lizzo. Best R&B Album, Ventura by Anderson .Paak. Best Pop Solo Performance, Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Best Pop Duo and Group Performance, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Yes, a rapper and a country singer. And it worked. Best Pop Vocal Album, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Billie Eilish. That was the fifth of the five she got. Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Look Now, Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Let's see. Best Comedy Album, the winner, Sticks and Stones by Dave Chappelle. Let's see. In the Latin World, Best Latin Pop, El Disco by Alejandro Sanz. Best Latin Rock, Urban, or Alternative Album is El Mal Querer by Rosalia. Let's see, over in the rock, This Land by Gary Clark Jr. won Best Rock Performance. Sympas by Tool won Best Metal Performance. Best Rock Song, This Land by Gary Clark Jr. Best Rock Album, Social Cues by Cage the Elephant. And finally, in the alternative, Best Alternative Music Album, the winner was Father of the Bride by Vampire Weekend. Yeah, and one thing I did not know about this, Taylor Swift did not attend because she only had like two or three nominations. Jonas Brothers only had one. Bruce Springsteen didn't have any at all. And you have to remember the head of the Grammy, she had gotten suspended and she had made allegations that the whole system was rigged. So who knows what's gonna happen with this. Oh, excuse me.
You know what? They might change the way the Emmys are, the nominations are cast.
Yeah, they may change. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. It's a shame. Back in the day, we had the game show scandals.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a $64,000 question that put up with allegations of cheating.
Yeah, that, and I think 21, was it 21 that had it? I don't remember. It was probably the $64,000 question. You're probably right.
Because
they had a movie about
it. Back in the 50s.
They had a movie about that, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they did make a movie. Excuse me.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what happened to good movies?
I don't know.
They just
I think the originality is gone anymore.
Yeah.
They used to have quality. Now the main goal is the quantity.
Sure seems that way. Either that or they just want to reboot everything under the sun.
Like Tim just said.
That seems to be what they want to be doing anymore, just reboot.
Yeah. That's like, seriously? Oh, this is a good feel-good story. Listen to this. Service dog got his owner through grad school, so the university gave him his own degree.
I wonder what his degree was for.
Well, I'll
helping
tell you
his owner.
Yeah. I think that's cute.
What kind of dog was it? A black lab?
No, it looks like it's a retriever, but I'll let you know in a second. All right, service dogs can be invaluable companions to people who need them. Not only can they provide medical and emotional help, they also just make great loyal pets by your side when you need them most. So after one loyal service dog stayed by his human side throughout grad school, the university decided he was worthy of a major honor. Brittany Hawley from Wilson, North Carolina, uses a wheelchair and suffers from a condition called complex regional pain syndrome. She was the perfect candidate for a service dog, and a few years ago received one through the Paws for Prisons program. When she met a dog named Griffin, she knew he was the one. Some dogs were scared of the wheelchair, Brittany told AP. Griffin jumped right into my lap and licked me across the face.
Aww. Pretty puppy. Cute.
Yep. Griffin came into her life just as she was about to embark on an exciting new journey, attending Clarkson University to get her master's degree in occupational therapy. The dog proved his worth. He was able to go to all of Brittany's classes and helped her by doing things like opening doors and fetching supplies. He also proved to be a comforting friend during periods of anxiety and depression. I felt more independent. I was more social. I felt more outgoing with him, Brittany told CBS News. Brittany and Griffin continued to thrive at Clarkson, and in late 2018, Brittany was ready to graduate. But she knew she couldn't have done it without her service dog, and knew she couldn't celebrate without him. We moved to New York together, we started school together, and we finished together, Brittany said. She just didn't want him by her side, however. She wanted him to have his own degree. I pushed from day one, when I graduate, I want Griffin to graduate with me. Remarkably, the university agreed, and Griffin got to walk across the stage and accept his own honorary degree for Extraordinary Contributions to Student Success. The Board of Trustees recognized that Griffin has demonstrated extraordinary effort, steadfast commitment, and diligent dedication to the well-being and student success of his owner, Brittany, Clarkson said in a statement. The two have pursued 100% together a graduate degree in occupational therapy, attending all the same classes, lectures, faculty appointments, fully making Griffin an equal member of the Clarkson Golden Knights family. After graduation, Brittany continued to pursue her dream of becoming an occupational therapist, hoping to work with veterans and military people. And, of course, she'll keep her loyal service dog right by her side. Whenever I get a job, he will be with me every single day, Brittany said. It's a fitting honor for the loyal service dog. He earned that degree, and it shows the remarkable impact service dogs can have.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's so cute, though. Yeah.
Well, you want to know something? Dogs are smarter than us humans, are smarter than most humans.
Yep.
Eyeshine gave the thumbs up in the chat.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, did you see on the news back when the weather got so cold in Florida?
Yeah.
They had to put out a falling iguana alert.
Because iguanas become immobile when it drops below, what, 50?
Yeah. And they showed on the news this one iguana was laying flat on his back, and some lady tried to help it.
Uh-huh.
But it got warmed up by the sun enough and flipped itself over and walked away. They're cold-blooded.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's something thermic, which means that they use the sun to warm up with.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What?
Isn't this interesting? You both like Doctor Who, right?
Right.
Yes. And I've mostly seen like one episode of season 5 because Karen Gillan's apparently it made news again. And this is dated yesterday. And I dropped this link in the Facebook chat.
Okay.
Doctor Who just made history by casting its first black doctor.
Ooh.
Joe Martin has been unveiled as a surprise former incarnation of the Time Lord in a momentous first for the sci-fi series. This is dated yesterday. In a momentous twist, the latest episode of Doctor Who revealed a previously unknown incarnation of time-traveling hero, the Doctor. And for the first time in the sci-fi drama's history, the character is being played by a black actor. Specifically, Joe Martin plays the previously unseen regeneration of the Doctor, who is only revealed as a different version of Jodie Whittaker's Time Lord in later scenes of Vinay Patel and Chris Chibnall's Fugitive of the Judoon. Whitaker herself made history in 2017 when she was unveiled as the first female version of the Doctor, a regularly face-changing character previously played on screen exclusively by male actors, including David Tennant, Matt Smith, Tom Baker, and Peter Capaldi. However, the new episode suggests that Martin's Doctor, who was disguised as a human named Ruth Clayton for most of the story, is a very early version of the character who has someone been cut out of the memory of Whitaker's incarnation. I think it should be somewhat, not someone.
Yeah.
Meaning that technically Whitaker would only be the second female Doctor. Still, however it all lines up, this is still a momentous day for the series. Sure, Martin's Doctor isn't taking over the show as would normally be the case with the new casting. Instead, she's more like when John Hurt's repressed War Doctor incarnation was invented for the 2013 anniversary special. But it's still exciting to see Doctor Who move in new and interesting directions with its casting. Looking ahead, we're pretty sure this won't be the last we see of this new old Doctor. And frankly, we can't wait to see what else Martin has in store.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a replacement for Jodie Whittaker. Rather,
no.
She's playing a previous version of the Doctor who had not
mm-hmm.
been seen yet.
Right. Which I say, that's a
so
cool move.
I agree. And that now officially makes Jodie Whittaker the second female Doctor instead of the first chronologically by production, but the second chronologically by in-series canon.
Right.
I wonder if they're introducing him as a various incarnation of the Doctor to maybe feel out the fans and see how well they would accept a Black Doctor.
It could be that they're thinking ahead to when Jodie Whittaker leaves and whoever will, if this works out well, maybe the next one will be a Black Doctor.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and speaking of surprises, there was another big surprise on that same Doctor Who episode. Captain Jack came back.
Captain Jack, huh?
Yep, Captain Jack. Those of you who are not familiar, I'm talking about Captain Jack Harkness. He was like one of the most popular characters.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
I stepped away the first time and ate some chicken wings that my folks brought home from dinner.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had a little tiny pepper flake on it, and it went down the wrong way. My nose is still running.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta catch up with. I need to watch the episodes. Like, I'm happy to see Barrowman back in there. It's like his debut was during Christopher Eccleston's time. So.
What does he had? I know he had something.
It was Torchwood.
Yeah. Torchwood, huh?
Yep. But yeah, it's interesting. I hope he gets on a few more episodes. I don't know if he will, but
you never know.
Yep, that's true. Well, you see, I gotta check my BBC America app. Sadra said you will see Doctor Who on Sunday night at 8 p.m. It's like, yeah, it's just the problem is, it's on at the same time as Batwoman, so.
See if it's on your on-demand, Shirley.
Yeah. Hey, I can take BBC America.
Oh, come on, don't get me started. Please, don't get me started.
Yeah, but I think I've got the BBC America app, so I should be able to see it.
Just have to wait and see. I hope you can.
Yeah. Let's see. In the meantime, I've been volunteering at the Humane Society, and this is the weird thing that happened. It actually got to do with Kobe, and actually he's got something to do with you too, Janet.
What do you...
Oh, my.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Here's what happened, okay? I was at the Humane Society. Janet called me up. She said, have you heard this on the news that Kobe Bryant died? It's like, really? Are you sure? And she said, I didn't know about it. I said, listen, can I talk to you later? I'm actually working at the Humane Society right now. She said, oh, okay. And then there were two new puppies, one named Halo and one named Tangerine, both very cute retriever puppies. Well, Halo got adopted. Mother and son got them, and they decided they were going to rename them Kobe. And she said, after Kobe Bryant, since he died today. I said, and the first one was, yeah, this is real. This isn't a trick. So that kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, I tried to tell you.
I know, but I was so busy. I was so busy and all. I just couldn't, you know.
You couldn't chat me up.
Right. And also another piece of good news. There's this one dog named Rocco, and he needs money for his heartworm medication. It's $275. Well, a coworker gave me $30. Okay. And yesterday I gave the $30 to them, and they said, "Terrific! We only need $70 more." I said, "Oh, I thought that thing was like at zero." They said, "Oh, we haven't exactly been keeping track, but they only need $70 more. I have $45 in my online thing that's going on Facebook. Just $25 more, and they got the goal."
Well, I wish I could afford to do it, but I can't.
Well, hey, even $5 can help. You know, think about it. If five people donated $5, that would end it right there. So. Let's see.
Anyway. Oh, you want to hear the saga of my Bluetooth, you guys?
Sure.
All right. I had to replace my Bluetooth because it got misplaced somewhere around the house and I couldn't find it. So I ordered, instead of a Jabra, I got a Plantronics. Turned out it was the same model I had used before and was happy with it. But I used up my gift card and still came up short. You want to know how much my Bluetooth wound up costing me?
How much?
29 cents.
Oh,
damn.
My.
I am dead-ass serious. It was 29 cents for a $26 Bluetooth.
Damn!
I thought the same thing.
And you know this man?
Oh, yeah. Oop, where are you? There it is.
And you know this man?
But I'll tell you what. And I just had to laugh because it cost me so little. And I was tickled you know whatless. I was tickled shitless.
That's good.
Because I went to order the same Jabra that I had, and I had paid $19.99 for it, and now it's up to $25.99. So I couldn't do that.
Right.
And I ship panicked because one of my bills was $244.
Uh-huh.
You know, $244 and a little dab of change.
Uh-huh.
The only reason my bill was that much is there was $166 for my new phone on that bill.
Okay,
otherwise,
well, that's
fine. It would have been 86.
Yeah. Well, here's something interesting. There's a picture here. You know, I can't share it because it's one of those Reddit pictures. All right. Now, obviously, this is the bathroom, okay? Because it must be like a lab, because it says on the top, "Please put only your initials on your specimen and place it on the back of the toilet. Your nurse will collect your specimen. Thank you." Now, there's another thing. There's no red marker, but it says, listen to this. "Please write your initials with the red marker on the specimen cup. If you are experiencing intimate partner violence, domestic violence, or anything else you wish to discuss in confidence with your provider, We will ask anyone accompanying you today to leave the room before discussing your concerns.
Where is this at?
It's a Reddit picture. Okay,
I know,
maybe I can't share this. No, it was shared by somebody, but let me see if I can share it this way. It should work.
So if you have domestic violence problems, to use the red marker then.
Right. Give them points for that one. That's smart.
Okay, come here.
Oh, good, excuse me.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I had to give a specimen last time I went.
Uh-huh.
To get a blood draw.
Uh-huh.
And you don't sit them on the back of the toilet. They have this little cupboard built into the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You put all your samples.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, whatever works. It's,
mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people actually do use the red marker, though.
Yeah. I guess it just depends.
Uh-huh.
Because let's face it, it's confidential anyway, so.
Yeah. So, you know, there is so much flipping domestic violence out there, it's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep. Ooh, Route 66 is known for having many haunts along its route. Tim, you posted this. Hmm.
I did.
Yeah. I'd like to find about that because, you know, Route 66 is one of probably the most iconic road in the country.
Yeah,
Winslow, Arizona, too. Yep, Winslow, Arizona is part of it. So, because what's really cool is right at that when there's that corner, standing in the corner part, but you go out in the street, there's that big Route 66 sign right there.
I wonder how many tourists have taken pictures of both.
Well, let's see. I mean, if you play it right, it might work. Let's see. Sorry, I can't resist this. Somebody just posted this picture. I'm not going to share it, but let's see. Somebody just scored a clean sweep, but I love this. Team 14, a team has no name. Let's see. Oh, yeah. You know, there's talk about Kobe and Gianna in the accident, but don't forget all these guys, too. There's John Kerry and Alyssa Altobelli. John, I believe, was the Orange Coast College coach. I think it was for softball or baseball. But three family members there died. So. I think I may have found something that's going to be a major rant rocket on Thursday. I'm just going to say the headline. Not welcome. Gay students' parents are denied service in Florida's publicly funded voucher schools.
That's going to be a supernova, all right.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go put that in the group, and we're going to save that for Thursday because that's going to definitely be a...
Hey, Tim.
Jan?
I know you don't like number 45 very well, but he signed something back into law allowing prayer in schools.
That's not necessarily a good thing, though, Jan.
No.
Because if you believe in the principle of separation of church and state,
that's a problem.
Then that would be a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. ACLU will get all over this one.
Yes, they will.
Just have to wait.
Don't get
see.
Me wrong. I respect everybody's right to worship as they will, but there are people out there who feel that church and school should not be mixed.
I agree.
The only way I would be willing to mix the two is if it comes in the form of a class on religion itself. That
mm-hmm.
is, you're teaching somebody about the religion. You're not actively trying to proselytize them.
Right. But that's just, some things are just getting out of hand. It's just, puh. Just want to tell somebody
Shut
that.
Up!
It's like, honestly, and of course you've heard about this coronavirus. Hey, Janet, did you hear there's a case right not far from you?
Yep. 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 And he's put himself in quarantine because of it, too.
Yeah. But thank goodness, you know, the first case, the guy was alert enough to, you know, realize what was going on. And, you know, I think the CDC admired him for doing that, too. He took the initiative himself. Let's see what else is new. Oh, great. Let's see. What is this? New Transformers reboot reportedly based on Beast Wars series. Oh, boy.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. No. No.
It's like, no.
Why you ask? Why you ask? Because I'm a Generation 1 purist.
Yeah.
G1 all the way or no.
Yeah, I always love G1, but I will say this. Beast Wars I thought was good.
There are a lot of people out there that seem to like that one, but when I think of Beast Wars and I think, no, this isn't Transformers. This is just robotic animals trying to blow each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if we want Transformers, let's have them turn into vehicles of various kinds or other objects like, I don't know, tape deck.
Yeah, well, here's something interesting. In the series finale of Beast Wars, they managed to find the bodies. You see, you got Optimus Primal and I think, was Megatron the name of the bad guy? The main bad guy? I forgot. But, anyway.
Yeah, I think he was.
Okay, yeah. Because I remember it was Optimus Primal, and then they actually found the bodies of Optimus Prime and Megatron at the end of the series. I actually remember that. So.
Well,
that's a good thing.
I think Tim's by Generation 1 Transformers, the way you are by Manimal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like if you're gonna make anything on Manimal, you had better make sure he's British. You better make sure he sounds right, because if he sounds American, I ain't gonna get anywhere near it. Capiche?
Capiche.
Oh, here's a tough one. One has to go forever. What would you get rid of? Shrimp, steak, ribs, or fried chicken?
How about none of the above? I like them all.
I'm going to say bye-bye to shrimp.
Let's see. Now, depending on the situation, I would have to say fried chicken because of the breading. Now, if they have gluten-free flour, which, by the way, we used rice flour to make fried chicken today, and it was good.
None of the above for me. I'm staying out of that question because I like it all.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, they're so cute. I gotta send this picture. You know, Aristotle has his husky dog, Bolt.
Okay,
so.
What's Bolt up to now, Shirley?
Well, here you go. Now, this was back on Friday. Well, Eric said, Bolt, time to come inside. And Bolt's face is like, I think so. I don't think so.
Oh, it's got to be that, like, hell I am kind of look, right?
Yeah, I was like, the hell I am. It's like, oh, hell no.
Bolt's look seems to be saying, you have got to be kidding. Leave me alone. And if you look at his tongue, look down a little low. I don't know if that's Bolt's collar or he's rousing Eric a little.
Uh-huh.
I think his tongue is sticking out a little. So I could call it the Eric Snidle raspberry.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, well, guess what? We're down to about a little less than 3 minutes now, so...
Oh,
here's what we're going to do for
Shirley, hold on. There's one other thing. Eric Stidle's looking at somebody pop this Snapple thing and says, rule fact number 90. The average raindrop falls at 7 miles per hour. It says, get all of the real facts at Snapple.com. And Eric Stidle says, clearly, Snapple has never been in an Alabama rainstorm. Those raindrops fall at 100 miles per hour, typically sideways.
Yeah. I agree. All right, so here's what we got for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, of course, is New Car Smell Tuesday. Tim will be at the rabbit hole as per usual, which is fine.
Yes, they will.
All right. And then Wednesday, we have our topic for Secrets of the Unknown. It's a little bit unusual this time because, you know, we got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. So I did some looking up and see if I was thinking haunted sports venues and arenas. Well, guess what? I managed to find something.
Oh, yes.
Because I remember Tim said, well, I'll be. Like,
well, hey, you never know what you're going to find, do you?
Yeah, so I just did some looking. I was like, holy crap, there's a lot more info than I thought. So that's going to be fun. So, yes, we'll be doing haunted sports venues and arenas and stadiums. That'll be fun. Then, of course, Thursday is the free roll, and Friday, what?
I decided something.
Okay.
We're going to do haunted sports stadiums for this week's Secrets of the Unknown. One after that, we're going to do haunted Route 66.
Oh, that's brilliant. 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 That's a great idea. All right. So it's settled on that. Well, anyway, of course, Thursday is a free-for-all, and Friday is, of course, the All Out Review and Naughty Manly Show, and it's gonna be a little tough for some of us because of the simple fact it's the end of Arrow this time.
Oh, my.
Yep, Arrow's going bye-bye.
I didn't do it. I wasn't there. So don't blame me. It's just not fair. Hey!
All right, well, anyway, time to wrap this up by saying, please remember to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and follow us at our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, there are three ways to catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle Store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast for Beyond the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great great night, sleep well, stay safe, and I'm going to play Kobe, Kobe, Kobe one more time. So here we go.
Follow your passion first. When I retired from the game, you know, I sat there asking kind of all the wrong questions. You know, what's the biggest industry I can get into? And it's all the wrong stuff. And you got to sit there and ask yourself, okay, what am I truly passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? And when you feel that way, honestly, you feel like you have never worked a day in your life. It's the most fun thing in the world. You get up in the morning excited about what you're doing. And you got to be really honest with yourself about it. If you wake up in the morning and you're dreading going to work, dude, do something else.
Right.
Do something else. And those are hard decisions to make. But when you make those decisions, it's a very liberating experience. And you find out that the rewards will come.
Yes, they will. Yeah, nah, I'm not gonna do any of it tonight because, you know, we're still a little in shock, and I really don't want to, you know. Is that all right with you, Tim?
I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you. Shut
okay.
up.
All right, I'll do this all one. Right. Okay. If I can play it.
You I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up! All right, that's all for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with New Car Smell Tuesday. Night, y'all.
Jana, everybody.
Buenas noches, mis amigos.